It's time to stand up and be heard. Live from the heart of it all, Michigan, it's the Steve Gruber Show, rolling into hour number three. Here are three things you need to know. Three, the weather is about to take a hard turn into hardcore winter. Temperatures plummeting, snow and ice could be piling up. Are you ready? Two, a tough day for a CNN host accusing David Webb of white privilege before being corrected and informed that he is, in fact, black.
I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege.
And number one at the top of the page, the Democrats snub President Trump and don't bother to show up for a lunch invitation to discuss ending the government shutdown. I guess it's just not that important. Just not that important. Agreed. Let's get to it. We're burning daylight. Harper. Winter storm Harper on its way. That's where I want to just give you a quick update. Harper is the storm making its way across the plains. And Harper is the storm that could bring serious winter conditions to Michigan beginning Friday and on through the weekend, certainly for the southern part of the state. Other parts of the state will be also experiencing frigid cold temperatures as a surge of polar air is going to drop upon us. Temperatures in many places will be below zero for a significant period of time. And there's no break in this weather pattern between now and the end of January, which means for people in the southern part of the state, highs will be in the teens, lows in the single digits, down towards zero based on the long-term forecast. Of course, that's subject to change, but that's where it is currently. So the second half of winter could freeze Punxsutawney Phil solid. The poor little rat there in Pennsylvania might not be able to get himself out on February 2nd, which isn't too far away, by the way, which means six more weeks of winter. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's going to be six, maybe seven, maybe eight more weeks of winter. Have you noticed this? Because I have, that winter seems to be shifting a bit. The intense part of winter is starting a bit later, but lasting into April. Remember last year, there was a big snow event in the middle of April in the northern part of the Lower Peninsula, delivering, what was it, 20 inches of snow in some places, the biggest snowstorm that late that anyone there can remember. So there's this shift in weather to a later part of the year. At least that's the way it seems, which is unfortunate because usually by, you know, mid-April, we're ready to pull the boat out, start washing it, maybe not use it yet, but start, you know, getting to it. The hardcore folks are already out, and as you know. It is day number 26, I believe, that we're into now of the government shutdown, record-setting shutdown. 800,000 federal workers either furloughed or at work without a paycheck. The president is still trying to make a deal. Offered Democrats and moderate Republicans to come to the White House yesterday for lunch. Nine Republicans turned out, no Democrats, 9-0. Apparently, it's not that important to the Democrats to show up to discuss the government shutdown. And while this is going on, you have a new caravan coming north out of Honduras into Guatemala. Not likely going to get a very warm reception in Mexico, we're told. It's getting a lot of coverage right now, and it's moving quickly. It started with 500 people. Now it's 2,500 people in just a couple of days. And it will head into Guatemala, will this caravan, apparently. But the problem is, the people in Mexico have had enough, and just last week we were told that the Mexican government is planning to basically start plugging holes in its southern border with Guatemala, holes that will prevent people coming across the border illegally from continuing their trek. We'll see if that actually happens this time, but the generosity of the Mexican people starting to wear thin. You know, the last caravans that made it to the border were given rides and jumped on trucks and fanfare and so on and so forth. You know, the generosity of the Mexican people is, you know, it has its limits. You wear out your welcome, if you will. You wear out your welcome, and then, it doesn't happen because you get sent back, and so the caravans come to an end. Now, I want to share with you something that I find the most compelling audio in some time, actually. The most compelling audio in some time. And this happened on the David Webb radio program. David Webb is a conservative commentator. I've met him many times. Good guy. He does programs on Sirius XM on the Patriot channel there, which is 125 on Sirius XM. And he is on Fox Nation, and he's a Fox News contributor. I mean, he's a lot of different places. He's been around for a fair amount of time talking conservative politics and issues and points of view. Yesterday, he has on a CNN legal analyst, Areva Martin, a black woman, comes onto the program, and instead of presenting a good argument about the conversation they're having, she throws the race card because somehow she didn't do her homework. She didn't do her homework. It is a shocking display of liberal ignorance and self-imposed victimhood and a glaring flaw. You have to hear this. It's bite number two. Go.
Shouldn't their requirement, their primary requirement, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of network, be that they are capable of covering politics? For instance, if you're going to cover political campaigns, sports may not be the most qualified background. And that brings to the point of, if people want to get into these fields, regardless of color, I've chosen to cross different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get into.
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this. You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
Epic failure. And it shows the liberal narrative for what it is. If you don't have a quality argument, by gosh, you just go to white privilege. We'll slam them with that. We'll beat them over the head. We'll call them bigots. We'll call them misogynists. We'll call them names and we'll label them because we can't beat their arguments. Because the arguments are that in America, if you work hard and you pay attention, there's a very good chance you can get ahead. Economic mobility has never been more true than it is in America because of the Wealth of Nations Foundation, written by Adam Smith and adopted by the founding fathers of this country. Economic mobility, the ability to move up and down in different levels of income, is more true in America than it has ever been anywhere else, which is why more than 1 million people a year come to America legally. They vote with their feet. All of these things like Areva says about America being a bad place and white privilege and tries to denigrate this country is nonsense. And everybody knows it. Otherwise, you wouldn't have more people come to America than every other country on earth combined every single year, year after year, plus the hundreds of thousands they come here illegally every year. Are they coming here because it's a terrible place and they're oppressed and there's white privilege? Hell no. They're coming here because it's the best place they can find, period. Unless, of course, we let these leftists, these socialists, destroy it. Stand up, be heard, and don't let it happen. I'm Steve Gruber. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Would your business survive a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.